This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Hadi, H-A-D-I, first name Hamid, H-A-M-I-D, the date of birth, June 7, 1968, the date of evaluation, March 22, 2022, referring physician, Dr. Swartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. The chief complaint, 53-year-old male seen preoperatively. The HVI, the patient as noted is a 53-year-old male with history of left-sided carpal tunnel syndrome, period. He first developed numbness in his index finger and locking of his thumb several months earlier, period. He was evaluated by his primary care physician, who then referred him back to workers' comp, period. He had continued with symptoms of pain, which he described as sharp and rated 7-8 over 10, period. Pain is non-radiated, but associated with locking of his thumbs, period. He has had no exertional chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitation. Past medical history, CVA in 2014. Next number, arthritis of the back and neck. Next number, hypertension. Next number, seasonal allergies. Next number, asthma. Next number, hypertension. Next number, overweight. Past surgical history, hemorrhoid slash fissure, period, medications, atorvastatin, unknown dose, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams one daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams one daily, losartan, 50 milligrams one daily, gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had coronary artery disease and breast cancer, father had a CVA. The social history, he is a prior smoker, but none in 12 years. He notes history of alcohol use. He denies drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had some weight loss, period. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Neck, he has decreased motion and pain. Genitourinary, he has frequency and urgency. Musculoskeletal, as per HBI. Neurologic, he has paresthesias. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 121/80, pulse 81, respiratory rate of 20, temperature 97.5, height 70 inches, weight 334.4 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The abdomen is obese. However, he has normal bowel sounds. No masses or tendon is noted. Extremities reveal 1 to 2 plus non-pitting edema. Neuro is non-focal. Musculoskeletal, there is mild tenderness involving the left carpal tunnel. There is a positive tenel rate a review. Sodium corrections. EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 78 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. Sodium 143, potassium 3.8, chloride 103, bicarb 25, BUN, creatinine 0.99, white blood cell count 6.0, hemoglobin 14.6, platelets 277. The impression, this is a 53-year-old male with history of carpal tunnel syndrome, prior history of CVA, arthritis, hypertension, and asthma, period. Today, he is noted to have symptoms involving his left wrist and hand, period. He is now scheduled for surgical treatment to include carpal tunnel release, period. He is noted to have significant obesity, period. However, he is otherwise felt to be stable for his surgery. Active problems include tenosynovitis, left forearm, carpal tunnel syndrome, left upper limb, hypertension, next number obesity, next number arthritis of the back and neck, next number history of asthma. Overall, his perioperative risk is felt to be slightly increased given his number of comorbidities, period. Despite the same, he appears clinically stable for his procedure and appears to be optimized. He is therefore cleared for his left endoscopic carpal tunnel release procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Hamid Hadid.